How would you like the job of teaching a group of tough, hard-as-nails, fighting commandos how to identify airplanes? That would be exciting work, huh? But how would you go about it? Well, that's the job that faces young Terry Lee. He and Pat Ryan, together with the Dragon Lady and about 100 Chinese commandos who speak English, are quartered in their secret headquarters in the Sansoon Hills. In today's transcribed adventure, we'll see what Terry does about this airplane spotting job. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Don't you find that everything's a lot more fun when you're feeling swell? Sports and games are more fun, and work is too. Whether you're playing baseball or tackling an arithmetic problem, you do it better and enjoy it more if you're full of pep. Now, to get that way and stay that way, you want to eat the right things. Foods like Libby's Tomato Juice, rich in vitamins. This grand-tasting juice is really a food drink. It's rich in important vitamins that you've probably heard a lot about, say, vitamin C. Yes, and Libby's Tomato Juice is also an excellent source of vitamin A. And it gives you other important vitamins, too. So, if you want to keep in good condition, it's a fine idea to drink a big glass of Libby's Tomato Juice every single day. And take it from me, that's easy to do. So, right after this program, ask your mother to get some Libby's Tomato Juice. L-I-B-B-Y-S. Libby's. Tell her you'd sure be glad if she'd get it tomorrow. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Pat Ryan is the leader of this first commando group in China. The purpose of this fighting outfit is to raid the invaders' supply bases, cut the communication lines, and make trouble at every turn. But Pat and Terry soon discovered that these men could not accurately identify planes. And so Terry was given the task of teaching them, and a tough job it is. Terry is pointing that out to Pat Ryan as they cross the small flying field toward their shack.
Sure, I'd settle for a book telling all about planes, but we haven't a book, Pat.
A book isn't very handy. You hear one plane or a dozen flying overhead, and you can't drag out a book and check the picture on the page with the one in the sky. By that time, it's too late. The planes have either gone or they've blasted you out of your boots.
Yeah, and that's why I say my idea is best.
Well, I don't like to appear dumb, Terry, my lad, but you know, of course, you haven't told Uncle Pat what this brainstorm of yours is.
Well, it came to me in a flash when I saw the propeller on Dude's plane whirling around.
Well, that still doesn't tell me anything.
Well, this is a build-up. Give me a chance.
All right, go ahead. I know you need two pieces of white cardboard, some black ink, a brush, and a sharp knife.
Yeah, where do I get it?
Oh, just send to the local store.
Stop ribbing me, Pat. The nearest store is 500 miles from these Sansoon Hills.
Well, I think I can get the cardboard from some of these cartridge drums. Do you mind if the cardboard is round?
Swell. It'll save me cutting it in that shape. I was going to anyway. Okay, get a couple of round sizes. And I'll make this thing in the shack. It may take some time, but when I get it finished...
How are you coming, Terry?
Maybe I bit off more than I could chew, Pat. This is a big job.
Well, let's see what you got. Can't figure this out. What's this hole in the top of the cardboard disc?
Oh, that's where you see the planes.
What planes?
These planes on this other disc. Look here.
Oh, I get it. You spin this second disc and...
That's right. I haven't drawn in all the 16 planes yet, and I haven't fastened the two cardboard discs together, but you see here, well, this is the way it'll work.
Oh, I get it. You don't have to show me. You spin the disc with the pictures of the planes on it, and when a plane appears in the hole of the first disc, well... That's the baby you identify, eh?
Yeah, and you can't pretend to know the planes. You can't fake it either. Sometimes the same plane will appear, depending on how you spin the disc. Well, if you don't really know, you'll get tripped up.
Uh-huh. Say, you got a head on you. This is a bit of all right. But wait a minute. How about the planes you've drawn on this other card? Are they right? I mean, are you sure they're the real thing?
Yeah, I've been talking with Dude Hennick. I made a lot of rough sketches.
Well, let's see if I can spot a plane.
Okay. Just, spin that disc with all the drawings on it and look through the hole in this other card.
Now, what do I do? Hold this spotter at arm's length?
That's right. Now, spin the disc.
Okay, here goes.
Okay, a plane stopped in the open space of the card. What is it?
Why, it's Curtis P-40. The RAF call them Tomahawks, right?
Right. But how could you tell it was a Curtiss P-40?
Well, it's a low-wing monoplane. The wings are untapered at the leading edges and swept forward on the trailing edges to rounded tips. It has a long nose, high tailplane, and single fin and rudder. Do I get my gold star?
You sure do. But let's try on another plane. What's this? There, through that hole, you see a plane. What is it?
That's a German Messerschmitt.
Ah, try again. You missed that completely. This is a Japanese Mitsubishi, Type 93. CPAP, this double disc device, teaches you to spot planes just like you see them in the air. You don't have to look at the sky and then at a book. You can do the whole job right here.
Well, say, this thing is beginning to make sense, Terry.
Look here, I'm not putting any insignia on the planes. I'm just giving you what you see in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch. I spin the disc. It stops at this plane. Now then, I'll give you 30 seconds to identify it.
That's a cinch, that one. That's a Stuka, a German dive bomber, right?
Right. Well, as soon as I get this thing finished, I'm going to take your commandos a few at a time and make a game out of this spotting business.
I think it'll work, too. Well, what's the first step in learning to spot planes?
Well, according to Dude Hennig, the first thing is to decide if it's a land or a seaplane. Then you count the engines.
Well, then what?
Then you notice the shape of the wings, if they're tapered or how.
Uh-huh.
Then you check to see if the fin and rudder are so-and-so. Then you should know right off what the plane is.
Okay, fine. Now, but how many planes can a normal guy spot? I mean, without being Joe expert.
Oh, about 16. The average person can learn to spot a flying fortress or a Curtiss SBC-4 without any trouble at all. You should identify a Bell Air Cobra or a consolidated PBY-5 long-range bomber boat easily enough. It's all a question of knowing the shape of the wings and the tail assembly.
And do you think you can drum all that into the heads of this commando outfit here?
Sure, because it's a game. First, they learn the general shape of the wings. They learn the combinations and shapes, just like we used to know the make of an automobile as soon as it passed us.
That sounds easy enough, but I don't know.
Well, I'll have this thing finished soon if you'll let me alone a little while longer. Give me half an hour, then I'll hold my first class in aircraft spotting. Now, wait a minute, man. Anybody can spot a plane if the plane's on the ground and stand still long enough. But this is war. Planes don't stand still. Now then, these planes are shown in black. They have no markings on them. You must spot them without any help. Now first, I'll turn this disc slowly and point out four enemy planes. Notice the difference in their appearance. Here are two Jap planes, and remember how they look. This is a bomber type, two engines. It's what we call a mid-wing monoplane, has a single fin and rudder.
Tell them about the leading edges and the trailing edges of the wings.
Oh, yeah. Now listen, when I say the leading edges of the wings, I mean those in front. The trailing edges are the rear or back edges of the wing. So look here. The trailing edges of the wings are swept forward. In other words, the back edges of the wings are curved forward. Now, any questions?
You better show them in the other enemy planes first, Harry.
Okay. Here's the Jap Mitsubishi twin-engine low-wing monoplane. Here's your German Messerschmitt, a single-seat fighter. You see how different it is from any other ship? Here's the Stuka bomber, no mistaking it.
Oh, Stuka?
Yes, what's the question?
What does a Stuka mean, sir?
He wants to know what the word Stuka means, Terry.
Well, I wish I could pronounce the word, but I can't. Stuka is taken from a word that sounds something like Sturzkampf Flugzeug, which means a dive fighting plane.
Say, you're the smart one. How come?
You get that way from asking questions, Pat.
Okay, so it's me, Chairman. Go on with the lesson.
Now then, men, we're going to have daily lessons in aircraft spotting until you can spot every one of these 16 planes. They'll be mixed up. You may see the same one twice. So you can't guess. You'll have to really know. In just a moment, I'll show you two British planes. A Supermarine Spitfire, England's most famous fighter, and the well-known Hawker Hurricane. You should be able to spot these two Allied planes at a glance. And then we come to the American ships. They're not marked either. You'll have to recognize them in black and white.
Well, what United States planes have you put on this spotter disc, Jerry?
Lockheed Hudson, a Martin medium bomber, a Brewster Buffalo, a Grumman Wildcat, a Republic Lancer, a Lockheed Lightning, a Northrop Patrol seaplane, a Curtis Seagull,
Long do you think it'll take these commandos before they learn to spot everyone?
Well, not today and not tomorrow. It takes time.
Yeah, but how long?
Well, tomorrow we'll hold a contest, a spotting contest.
Well, what's the idea?
I heard you say you wanted a sergeant. You wanted to pick a man from these commandos to be your top sergeant.
Yeah?
Well, suppose you let the winner of the airplane spotting contest be your sergeant.
Well, do you think that's a fair way?
It's as fair as any other way, Pat. Everybody starts off with an even chance.
Okay, I'll do it.
Listen. Listen, men. I need a sergeant from among one of you. Now, I want you all to study this airplane card. Understand? Because tomorrow, we're going to have a contest to see who can spot planes fastest. Now, the fellow that has the best score becomes my sergeant. And that means extra pay. Now, get busy and learn how to identify planes, and we'll see who wins tomorrow.
Well, I wonder if Terry has stumbled on something new in the study of aircraft spotting. Sounds like he's got a good idea. But we'll hear more about it tomorrow. I'll give you a few good tips on Terry's idea in just a moment. A few minutes ago, I was telling you about Libby's tomato juice, how it helps build strong Americans, is rich in important vitamins. I was so busy telling about all it contributes that maybe I didn't do full justice to its flavor. And that flavor is something to brag about. Gosh, there never was a grander tasting drink than Libby's tomato juice. It's a knockout and no mistake. Actually, you can count on any food of Libby's tasting super swell. Yes, whether it's fruits or vegetables or meats or juices. If it's Libby's, it's extra delicious. And Libby guards food values, too. So ask your mother to ask for Libby's food. Did you paste a war-saving stamp in your book today? Well, I sure hope so. Buying war-saving stamps and bonds is one of the very best ways of showing that you're a true blue American. Well, how would you like the job of teaching a group of tough, hard-as-nails fighting commandos how to identify airplanes? Well, that would be exciting work, eh? But how would you go about it? Well, that's the job that faces young Terry Lee. You know, sometimes it takes a young fellow like Terry to dream up a swell idea. It isn't always the old, experienced heads who have the best plans. So, let's see how he handles the aircraft spotting contest during tomorrow's transcribed adventure. It's sure to be jam-packed, full of action, information, and swell entertainment. So tune in on Terry.